Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. And I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Now listen, friend, He wants to be your Savior. He can be your Savior. He came to be your Savior. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost, according to the book of Luke, chapter 19 and 10. And may I say this to you just right up front, right from the beginning. Listen, if you've got any inkling at all that you're going to be saved, that you want to be saved, that you need to be saved, listen, friend, I'm telling you, I would find me a place to pray. I would find me an altar of prayer. I would bow my heart, my head, humble my heart and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I'm telling you, friend, listen, we're running out of time. We are flat out running out of time. Well, that's what this message is going to be about. The good Lord willing, I'm going to be looking at the book of Genesis chapter 6 and preach you a message. I don't know. You've never heard it. I'm not sure. I know I haven't preached it on the radio. I know I've preached something like this at a couple of different places years ago. But hey, listen, the message is back today. I'm going to just be looking at verse 13 probably for our text verse, but I'll be looking at several verses out of chapter 6 of the book of Genesis that precede verse 13, and I'll share with you the message God has laid upon my heart. But listen, friend, listen, we're running out of time. Do you hear me? I mean to tell you, we are running out of time. You've got time today, but you may not have time tomorrow. Here's Debbie, friend, with one of my favorite songs. Get ready. Enjoy it. When she gets done, I'll be back. The good Lord willing, with the message God has laid on my heart. Hey, folks, do what this song says. Would you please?
Get ready for the trumpet. Get ready for the sound. When Jesus calls us, we'll not be around. Now it could be tomorrow, but it could be today. So get ready for the trumpet when He calls us away. I have heard the story about Jesus and His love, how He died on
friend, and I hope you do too. Thank God. Listen, He's going to call us away without a doubt. I believe I believe the coming of the Lord is nigh at hand. Now look, I've preached this thought and this idea for years, but listen to what this old preacher says. It's never been more true than what it is today. Friend, listen, Jesus is coming soon, and we're going to see this in the Word of God, and I hope you see it like you have never seen it before. You see, it's one thing for me to see it, for one thing for me to say it from time to time, but it's another thing, sir, another thing, ma'am, for you to get it, for you to see it, for you to understand it, and to know what to do about it. I'm looking at verse 13 of chapter 6 of the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, and it reads like this. And the Word of God says, "And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth." Do you know what that verse sounds like to me today? My, when I watch the news, when I watch the news, didn't matter what channel I watch, I generally watch Fox and really don't watch any other. I'm going to tell you what that seems to me to look like, the world that we live in today. I mean to tell you, friend, it seems to be full of violence. I mean to tell you, friend, listen, it's bad in our world today. But oh, wait just a minute. Hallelujah. I got good news, friend. Jesus saves. He's left. He promised us before He left that He would come again. And you, sir, you, ma'am, could be ready by the grace of God. I'm going to talk to you for a little while today about some things we're running out of. The things that, now look, I'm not one of those folks that are pushing the new Green Deal. I don't think we'll run out of natural resources. I don't think we'll run out of air. I don't think we'll run out of water. Don't think we'll run out of blue skies. I don't think we'll run out of any of that. Friend, do you think that God, who created this place, who knows man, who knows man's fallen nature, who knows man's propensities to mess everything up that He puts His hands to, do you think that He'd leave this world up to me and you? Hey, listen, we ought to be good stewards. I know we ought to be good stewards with what God has given us. But let me say something as clear as I can. God made provisions, friend, before He created this world, before He created man and put him on it, to last as long as God wanted it to. But let me tell you something, friend. We are running out of time. Look, we're not running out of time like those foolish Democrats say that in 10 years the world would be gone. You know, I mean to tell you, trying to generate some kind of angst and worry. But I'm here to tell you, friend, listen, not on the authority of Tom Price, but on the authority of the Word of God. We're running out of time. Now look, why did God, when He sent His Son to this world, refer to the book of Genesis, to the days of Noah, to the days of Lot, to warn about the time when Jesus would come again? Well, there's a really good reason, friend, because Noah day and our day parallels one another. Not even going to pick up Lot days. You've heard me preach that time and time again, and it's not that kind of message today where I'm just going to look at the things as far as the sins and the imaginations of man's heart. Oh, I'm going to mention a couple of things, but that isn't the message. Listen, friend, you're running out of the opportunity to be saved. You're running out, friend, listen, of making sure, of time for making sure that you'll spend your eternity in the right place. I'm concerned about you. Listen, Jesus died for you. And let me tell you the truth. In light of what Jesus did at Calvary, there's no reason for man, woman, any man, woman, boy, or girl to die lost and go to hell. Hey, I was thinking about you way early this morning before I got out of bed. I was praying and thinking, and God impressed upon my heart that I needed to preach a totally salvation message. Preach a warning to someone. And you know who that someone is, sir? Do you know who that someone is, ma'am? It's you. God's putting out the clarion call. God's waving the flags. God's calling on you today to repent of your sin by faith. Receive Him. Hey, listen, in this day that we read about in Noah Day, can I tell you what, friend? Listen, except for the violence that was in the land, the crime that was rampant, things were pretty good. Things were pretty good. You say, how do you know that? Well, the Bible says they were eating and drinking merry and giving in marriage. Now look, it was good on one hand, but on the other hand, as I look at that passage of Scripture taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 24, when it says that Jesus said they're eating and drinking, buying, selling, marrying and giving in marriage. They were planning and building. Hey, you know what that is? That's a negative on the other side. Oh, it's good that society is prospering and we have plenty and we're blessed in many ways. But wait just a minute. Wait just a minute. The real idea behind that thought spiritually is that they were not concerned about spiritual things. They were concerned about satisfying their lusts. They were concerned about having a chore way. They were concerned about, friend, getting immediate gratification, fulfilling the desires and the lust of their heart and their flesh right now with no thought, if any thought, friend, little thought of eternal things. Oh, listen, they were living by the Epicurean philosophy, eat, drink, and be merry today, because tomorrow when we die, listen, friend, there are some obvious things that were going on, and then yet there were some not so obvious things. If you read on in Matthew chapter 24, the Word of God makes one of the most profound statements I think that you could find anywhere. Listen, God, Jesus said that in that generation, in Noah Day, now listen to this, I'll give it to you first and then I'll explain it. It says, and they, that generation that was buying, selling, eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, planning and building. You know what Jesus said? They knew not until the flood came. You know what, friend? Listen, it was an age of spiritual ignorance. I mean to tell you, they should have known. They could have known. God warned them so they would know. And yet, friend, they chose to do what Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 3. They were willfully ignorant. Oh, there's too many people in this day of grace, in this age of the church, in this day when the light of heaven and the light on the Word of God shines more brightly than ever before, people have got to be willingly ignorant, to deny, to shut their eyes to, their mind to, their heart to the things of the Word of God. Hey, listen, friend, in that day, it was a day of conscience. It was a dispensation of conscience. The age of innocence had come and gone. This was the age of conscience. And oh, I'm going to tell you something, friend. Their conscience was seared with a hot iron, it seems to me. Oh, listen, friend, there was violence. There was violence, according to verse 11 and 13, that filled the land. And not very long ago, back in the late 1900s, these terrorist groups began to come on the scene, began to be highlighted for all of their debauchery that they did. We're hearing much in this day, even the making of this program, when the Taliban, after that America under Biden, in a disastrous way, in a shameful way, left out of Afghanistan, the pain and the destruction and the torture and the torment that the Taliban is doing on the children of God, on God's people, on Christians. Oh, friend, listen, you talking about terrorism, but wait just a minute. We've got it in the streets of America. We've got it through the group of Black Lives Matters, Antifa, and these other groups, friend, listen, that just have no sense and sensibility, it seems to me, of the value of life, of the blessings of being American, and being able to voice it differences of opinion. Oh, friend, we're seeing violence. We're seeing it manifested in many ways. We're seeing brutality. We're seeing, listen, acts of crime and violence in ways that, well, few of us would have ever imagined. But hey, look, what are we running out of, preacher? Well, first of all, let me tell you, look at verse 3. We're running out of time. God said, my spirit will not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. But he said, yet his days shall be 120 years in the days of Noah. God said, listen, fellas, your time is up. But here's what I'm going to do, because I'm a God of grace, because of the goodness of God, because I want to see you saved, because I want to deliver you. I want to warn you right now. He said, I want you to know I'm pulling the button out on the clock. It's going to start running, and in 120 years, I'll tell you what, I'm going to bring judgment. And just in case, you forget. You remember that fellow by the name of Enoch? You remember his son Methuselah? I'll tell you what. I'm going to let him live to be 969 years old. And notice what his name is, fellas. You know what his name means. It means when he is dead, it will come. God warned of the judgment. He gave them a living, breathing, walking, obvious testimony of that judgment was going to come. And if that wasn't enough, you know what he did? He sent his grandson Noah to build an ark. To build an ark, friend, in a place where there was no lakes and big rivers, in a day and a time when it had not rained. I mean, there was a mist that come up from the earth to water it. But Noah began to preach and say, hey, listen, God's going to bring judgment. God's going to bring a flood upon this earth. He's going to bring judgment upon those whose heart is evil continually, whose imagination is wicked continually, who thinks more about the here and the now than they do the then and the there, and that thinks more about satisfying lusts and desires at the present than getting ready for eternity. And listen, God is going to provide a way for anybody and everybody that wants to escape, to escape. I'm going to tell you, friend, listen. We're running out of time. There was a king, and I wish I could have found the story or remember the names of it. He was very sick. He had lived an ungodly life. And when his physician was in to see him almost his last time, he said, listen, tell me that I've got 3 weeks. Tell me that I've got 3 days. Tell me, doctor, that I've got time. And that doctor looked at him and he said, sir, he said, I hate to tell you this. I don't know that you've got 3 seconds. None of us know when, friend, we'll draw our last breath, when we'll go around the next corner and meet our eternity. But all of us that are hearing today can know, should know, and will know that you can be saved today. You can make preparation for your eternity if you'll realize you're a sinner, recognize Christ as Savior, repent of your sin under the conviction of the Spirit of God, and by faith receive Him. Ah, listen, friend, the Bible tells us in 2 Peter 3, how that God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. But listen to me, friend. We're running out of time. We don't know how much time we got, but from all indication, just any day now, the church is going to hear that shout of the voice of the archangel, the voice of an archangel, and the trump of God. And we're going to see a door open in heaven. We're going to hear that trumpet call and didn't say, come up hither and we're going to be gone. The thing about it is, friend, if you don't know Christ, you'll be left behind. Hey, what else are we running out of, preacher? Well, I'm running out of time. I hate to say that, but we're running out of opportunities. Opportunities. Listen to what he goes on to say in verse 3. He said, my spirit will not always strive with man. Hey, sir. Hey, ma'am. If you can feel the Spirit of God in this message, if you can feel the touch of conviction on your heart, if the thought comes into your mind while you're hearing this old country preacher, something like you need to be saved, you know you're lost, you know you don't want to stand before God in judgment, you know you're not ready to die, I'll tell you, some kind of thought like that, hey, God's dealing with you. But let me tell you something, friend, God's Spirit will not always plead with you, will not always knock on your heart, will not always visit you. Hey, I'm telling you, friend, I'm telling you what you need to do. If He's calling you, and I know He is, if He's speaking to you, I know He is, you need to embrace Him. You need to respond back. You need to bow your head, humble your heart, get on your face before Him if you can. At least bow your knee. At least humble your heart and say, God, I hear you. I want to be saved. I need to be saved. I don't want to die lost. Hey, maybe this is your last opportunity. God tells us in the book of Proverbs, if only had time, I would read verses 23 through 31. But listen, I'm going to tell you, God said this, because I have called and you have refused, listen to what He said. I laughed at your calamity. I'll mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh on as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you. Do you know why? Do you know why that'll happen? And you said, because He called and you didn't answer. He said, then they shall call upon me, but I'll not hear. I'll not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Hey, friend, listen. Listen, please, by the grace of God. I listen to this old country preacher. Listen, if you will, to the Word of God. We're running out of time. How do you know that? We're running out of opportunities, and we're running out of God's mercy. Now listen to this. This is sort of paradoxical. I could take you to the Word of God, show you one psalm, and I forget how many times it's repeated in that psalm where it says, the mercy of God endureth forever. Let me tell you what, listen, everybody listen and say amen to those who put their trust and faith in God, it will. But I want you to know, friend, listen, you that are lost and undone have rejected the call of God time and again, have said no to the opportunities He has given you to be saved, to be forgiven of your sin, to be washed in the blood, and to be saved by the grace of God. You're running out of mercy. Oh, I'm telling you what. You know what the opposite of mercy is? It's judgment. Listen to verse 7 and 13 right here in Genesis 6. And the Lord God said, I will destroy you, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing, the fowl of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. Verse 13, and God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come up before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Hey, I'm going to tell you, friend, listen, judgment's coming because mercy's ending. Isn't that amazing? I'm telling you, God's long-suffering. God is merciful. We even find that next, just briefly, that it's the goodness of God, Romans 2:4, that leadeth thee to repentance. But can I tell you what? One of these days, the door of grace is going to be closed, just like the door of the ark was. Just like, friend, listen, anytime God pronounced judgment and people went on in their rebellious way, flaunting their sin and rejecting the advances of the Spirit and the message of the Word of God. Listen, mercy will give way to judgment. Grace will give way to righteousness. I want you to know grace will give way to the wrath of God. Oh, listen, friend. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. How the Word of God says. What else are we running out of, preacher? Well, we're running out of the goodness of God. Hey, look at verse 6. Listen to what he said. And it repenteth the Lord that it made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Hey, God doesn't want you to die lost. God doesn't want you to perish forever. God doesn't want you, friend, to go to that place that He prepared for the devil and his angels. I mean to tell you, He sent me to call you today. Hey, I'm not calling you through. I'm not calling you like the Spirit does, but I'm calling on you. Bless God, I'm lifting up my voice. I'm crying aloud like a trumpet. I'm warning you to flee the wrath to come. I'm telling you, if you hear the Spirit of God speaking, if you sense the Spirit of God convicting and convincing you of your need of Jesus, I beg with you, I implore you, hey, I want to emphasize to you that you need to repent of your sin. The Bible said, whosoever is called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible said, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. The Bible says, what is it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy heart and thy mouth, that if thou shalt believe that God has raised Jesus from the dead, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Go to him right now, sir. Go to him right now, ma'am. Hey, tell him that you don't want to die lost, that you don't want to go to a devil's hell, that you believe that his son, when he died at Calvary, died for you. And if he'll let you live for him, you'll serve him by his grace for his glory the rest of your life. Hey, we're running out of some things. And friend, listen, don't wait too late. It's terrible to reach on the shelf to get something that was once there, but it no longer is. We're running out of time. Run to Jesus right now.
You are my Savior.
Until the next time.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. We're on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.